USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
As new COVID cases have ticked up in all 50 states, health officials say that new infections are rapidly spreading through those who are still unvaccinated. Chief White House Medical Advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci tells CNN's State of the Union that while the pandemic is going in the wrong direction, we do have the tools to blunt the latest trends.
If you look at the inflection of the curve of new cases, and as you said, that it is among the unvaccinated, and since we have 50% of the country is not fully vaccinated, that's a problem. Particularly when you have a variant like Delta, which has this extraordinary characteristic of being able to spread very efficiently and very easily from person to person. And we know we have many, many, many vulnerable people in this country who are unvaccinated. We have the tools to blunt that and make that model wrong.
This is USA Radio News.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a healthcare plan that isn't affordable or you simply don't like it, right now is a great time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 a month when they join MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to the typical health insurance plan. That's double. So you get a massive network of providers to choose from. You get telehealth services, and MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for more than 25 years, shared more than $4 billion in healthcare bills. Here's why now really is the time to make the switch, too. You can start saving each month, which is huge, but right now, they'll waive your joining fee. So you'll save another $170 right off the bat. But again, it's a limited time offer. You got to call now. And it only takes 2 minutes to find out how much you'd save by switching. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
Illinois Republican Congressman Adam Kinzinger says he's accepted an appointment from House Speaker Nancy Pelosi to serve on the special committee investigating the Capitol riots. He joins Wyoming Congresswoman Liz Cheney as the two Republicans on the panel after House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy withdrew his selections late last week. McCarthy pulling his pick after his nominations of Jim Banks of Indiana and Jim Jordan of Ohio were rejected by Speaker Pelosi. Despite the inclusion of only two Republicans, Speaker Pelosi tells ABC's This Week that she's confident in the committee's ability to uncover the truth.
I do believe that the work of this committee, in order to retain the confidence of the American people, must act in a way that has no partisanship, is all about patriotism. And I'm very proud of the members of the committee, and I'm certain that they will accomplish that goal. We have to, again, ignore the antics of those who do not want to find the truth.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The U.S. is offering evacuation flights from Kabul for thousands of Afghans who served our military during their mission in the country. But just getting to Kabul may be impossible for those who live outside the capital city. Mike Fortier has more.
The Taliban controls most of the roads in Afghanistan, so driving to Kabul is out of the question for those who live in remote areas. Even just driving to the local airport for a flight to Kabul may be too risky, and flights can be expensive. Staying in Afghanistan, though, means almost certain death. Human Rights First says people are begging for help, and dozens have reached out to the Association of War Allies looking for money for plane tickets to Kabul. A U.S. military official says we have no ability to get the Afghans to Kabul because we don't have a national military presence. Time is running out. A 33-year-old in Kandahar who worked for the U.S. military as an IT tech tells NBC News his city is surrounded and it can fall to the Taliban at any time.
And Dr. Anthony Fauci is defending working with a lab in Wuhan, China. Fred Bernards explains.
Dr. Anthony Fauci said Sunday that the U.S. is going in the wrong direction as the number of COVID-19 cases continues to rise, particularly among the unvaccinated. On CNN Sunday, Fauci spoke about the collaboration with the Wuhan lab.
And we are always willing to re-examine the criteria that are used when you do research wherever you do them. But I think doing research in the context of where these things happen is very important. And SARS-CoV-1 originated in China.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.